Today we encounter a very familiar scene from the Gospel of John, the so-called fish fry. Or even less sacredly, I suppose, it could be called the story of Jesus giving fishing tips. For in the text, Jesus appears and, while unrecognized, gives Peter and the crew an instruction: cast the net to the right side of the boat and you will find some fish. And indeed they did, so many that they were unable to haul all of them back to the boat. And upon reaching the shore, Jesus had prepared a fire with fish on it as well as some bread, and he invites the disciples to have breakfast. But here's an interesting part, kicker if you will. It says that now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. How did they know? Was it simply through the miracle of the bountiful catch, or was there something else going on? You know, it was the beloved disciple who first recognized Jesus, and he told Peter while on the water, "It is the Lord." But again, how did they know? And how is it that we know when we encounter the divine? I suspect it is often less in what is said than what is done. And here again, the saints have so much to teach us. Few, like John Chrysostom, commonly known as Golden Tongue, which obviously I don't have this morning, was known for his learned homilies and treatises. But the greater proportion of saints were more like Mother Teresa or Teresa of Lisieux, whose little ways consisted of doing small things with love for God. Perhaps we look to Pope Francis, whose facial expressions and gestures of outreach to the outcast say so much about his inner light and faith in Christ. Each of these holy men and women have one thing in common. They place their trust in a Savior who often defied conventional wisdom. As we know, in so many ways, Jesus was not the obvious king. He was born in a stable. He lived among the working people. He spent time with tax collectors and adulterers and other sinners, and he died a brutal and humiliating death. Not a very royal picture, to be sure. Yet those of great faith, our role models, so to speak, place their trust in him. They recognized Jesus in the face of others. They lived his example in their work. They offered up all they had for the care of others. Now that's pretty countercultural, to be sure. And when we see Jesus in others, and when we do works of mercy and forgive others and love, we too are being countercultural. See, all of this, all of those actions are founded in our love for God. How much do we love God? That's the question that, in the longer version of the gospel, that Jesus asked Peter shortly after Peter had denied the Lord when he was arrested. And he asked a version of the question three times. You know, again, think about what's going on here. Here is the God of the universe serving breakfast to his apostles. Jesus never considered any kind of service to others to be beneath him. Note that. In fact, he thoroughly enjoyed serving, and I would argue that anyone who claims to be a follower of Christ should also relish and enjoy serving others. And so it is fair, it seems to me, to reflect upon these questions which flow from a love of God. It helps us answer this question of how much do we love God. And it always starts in part with the resurrection. What does the resurrection mean for us today? See, Peter's story is and should be tremendously encouraging to anyone who has failed. And I'm pretty certain that includes all of us at one time or another. For one thing, it affirms that God already knows the worst about each of us. He knows what's stuffed in our closets and underneath our beds. And he wants to know whether we're aware of them too. Because if we still think we could never do anything wrong, that somehow sin escapes us because we come to church, we're in a very, very dangerous place. God also knows the best about us. He knows that we are his creation, that we are beings that have the capacity to grow into the likeness of his Son and to operate and to live our lives in the power of the Spirit. And so just as he did with Peter, God seeks to use us to strengthen others and accomplish important work also. Because he knows that once we have rebounded from our failures, we have the potential to be stronger than we ever imagined. So may I encourage each of you on this day after Derby to kick back a bit today. Perhaps eat a fish sandwich for lunch. And imagine, just imagine, that it was cooked by the most divine of all chefs. And perhaps consider these questions. How is it that I know when I'm encountering the divine? How much do I love God? What does the resurrection mean for me today? These are the questions for us to ponder as we always keep our eyes fixed squarely on the divine Christ.